I'm Carol Hills. This is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. Senator John McCain today became the latest Republican leader to criticize his party's presidential nominee. McCain issued a statement condemning Donald Trump for his critical comments about Khazir and Ghazaleh Khan. They're the parents of Homayoun Khan, a Muslim U.S. Army captain who was killed in Iraq. Khazir Khan's speech at the Democratic National Convention, asking Trump if he'd ever read the Constitution, went viral. Trump reacted in part by suggesting that his wife, Ghazaleh, who stood next to Khazir during the DNC speech, wasn't allowed to speak. This weekend, Ghazaleh Khan told ABC News how she felt about that comment.
I am upset when I heard that. I didn't say anything because I was in the pain.
So much pain, said Mrs. Khan, that she didn't want to speak. I spoke about all this today with Taib Rashid. He's a Muslim American who served in the Marines. I asked him first how he felt watching Khazir Khan's speech at the DNC.
I was in awe. It was just such a proud moment for me as an American Muslim and a veteran. My heart was just filled with gratitude for Mr. Khan and his wife and the sacrifice that they've made for this nation, and just complete and total utmost respect to them.
Are you surprised by the reaction to Khazir Khan's speech?
I am very pleasantly surprised, in fact. I mean, I expected it to be received well, certainly, because I think, you know, America stands for freedom for everyone. And it's the diversity of our nation that makes us such a powerful force and such an exemplary nation for the rest of the world to follow. But the magnitude, you know, how positively it has been received, certainly was a very, very pleasant surprise.
And what was your reaction to Donald Trump's comments about Khazir Khan over the weekend?
My reaction to him was just of utmost disgust. Mr. Trump continues to violate every constitutional principle that allows for equality and freedom and dignity for all the U.S. citizens. And it is completely contrary to the American principles for which I fought and which I defended and still continue to defend.
In one of your talks, you described telling your father, who is a Muslim missionary, that you wanted to leave college and join the Marines. What was his reaction?
Before I actually told my father, I was really conflicted about how I would tell my father because I expected him to react negatively and try to talk me out of it. His reaction was actually quite frankly the opposite. He was very calm. He was very collected. And he asked me, he said, give me the reasons why you wanted to do this. You know, help me understand why is it that you wanted to do this. I explained to him that, look, I really desire to do something great with my life. I want to serve my country. I came here as an immigrant. I want to have the right to claim that, hey, look, I'm a citizen who served this country. He was my biggest fan. He was 100% supportive. And even now, I mean, he's extremely proud father and always mentions to, you know, his colleagues and friends about my particular service in the Marine Corps.
Where did you serve as a Marine?
So I served for 5 years active duty. I went to boot camp out in San Diego and later at Camp Pendleton. My permanent duty station was actually Cherry Point. I was in the avionics wing. I deployed 3 times. The first one was in support of the Kosovo operation. Second time I deployed in support of Operation Southern Watch over Iraq. And the third time I deployed was a training mission to an Air Force base in Simbach, Germany.
Taib, what was it like for you to serve as a Muslim American in the Marines? Were there odd moments or are we just projecting?
My time in the Marine Corps is, I reflect upon it with great fondness. It was among the best years of my life, and particularly because of the way that I was received. I think one of the more interesting things I noted while I was in the Marines was that for many of my fellow comrades, I was the first Muslim that they had ever met. But at no point in time did I ever experience any kind of racism or any kind of bigotry from my Marine comrades. If anything, it was just with utmost admiration and respect that they would ask me questions about Islam and, you know, out of curiosity, and always treated me with, you know, as one of their own. I never felt different in any way, shape, or form.
Are there any misconceptions or thoughts you'd like to share about the Muslim community in the United States as it relates to the kinds of things Trump is saying about Muslims?
Yes, I think first and foremost is the misconception that Muslims are not loyal to this country. And I think that that is the biggest misconception and something that our faith tells us to be loyal to the nation in which we reside. And that was one of the foremost reasons why I enlisted in the Marine Corps. And one of the reasons why, quite frankly, I believe Humayun Khan enlisted in the Army. And so we are loyal to this nation. We want what's best for the United States and for our citizens. And we're willing to sacrifice just as much, if not more, than anybody else to ensure that we discharge our duties and responsibilities as American citizens.
The comments Donald Trump made about the Khan family, do they hurt you more as a Muslim or as a Marine?
I think they hurt me more as an American first, because I think the comments that he makes are completely contrary to the constitutional principles and the freedoms that we stand for. Secondly, they offend me as a Marine, and lastly, as a Muslim. So I think Mr. Trump has a long way to go in understanding the standards of decency before he can become the president of the United States.
Taib Rashid is a Muslim American, and he served in the Marines. Thanks, Taib.
Thank you.
We think it's really important to hear the perspectives of current and former military personnel like Taib. In fact, we have an online group of veterans who often help inform our coverage. If you want in, you can join that community. Just text RETURN to the number 69866. That's RETURN to 69866.